Yeah. Give me what I like.
Wake up. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
Smile 90.4 FM.
A man who's looking in unbelievable shape at the moment. In actual fact, it's been a year of transformation for him because he's looking great. His goals have been set out for the year. And when we last chatted to him, he was heavily involved and still is in pioneering a way to keep our kids safe. Ladies and gentlemen, James Dalton. Whoa.
Good morning. Good morning.
You're looking in spectacular showroom condition.
Ryan, that's a hell of a compliment. Thank you so much. And what else say apart from smile?
But that discipline and focus that you've had in your career and outside of that career, and now when it comes to giving back, which is a huge part of your life at the moment, and looking after the welfare of our kids.
Absolutely. I've decided that, you know, I have a legacy. I can make an impact, and I'm definitely going to do that. I'd like to, in 20 years' time, look back and say, you know, James Dalton did leave and make a difference. And I think my safe space is the way forward for all South Africans.
We last chatted about My Safe Space and talking about the buy-in that we need, and we still need the buy-in. And this is it's an ongoing buy-in process. And I said, we would love to join you in this and have you regularly on the show to talk about where we are, how things are going. I know that you were in Joburg last week. How have things been going? What's the sentiment like from the investors and the buy-in from people?
Okay, well, before I start to that, Ryan, I just want to point something out. So there was an article written in 1994 by a lady by the name of Margaret Roper.
Okay.
So the Children's Act actually stipulates that every child is entitled to an education, first and foremost.
Yes.
Second stipulation is that every child needs to be safe and secure in that environment.
Yeah.
So when you look at the Children's Act, we are falling short on that. Our kids are not safe and secure.
Mm.
If you look at the statistics, 267% increase in the last decade on kidnappings. What we have is a massive problem of what they call express kidnappings at the schools, where kids are standing on the sidewalks waiting for their parents, 10, 15 minutes late. They get nabbed off the sidewalk, thrown into a boot of a car, the back seat, 10,000 rand. They call them express kidnappings. The guys do 5 of those a week. They are making boatloads of money instead of getting into conflict with SAPS or your security companies. This seems to be the new trending crime, is kidnappings.
James, what are we doing about stopping them? What are we doing about making sure that these schools are equipped? Because let's face it, you know, when you don't have the manpower to do it, surely, you know, we need to start looking at alternative measures.
Absolutely. So it's been a very long journey. I can tell you something. It's been an up, it's down. It's been a left, it's a right. I've doubted myself. I've thought it's not going to come together. I've been blessed by either my stupidity or my ongoing tenacity and my never say die attitude, which made me a great athlete as well. Is that I managed to secure probably the biggest players in the industry to partner and collaborate with me.
Yeah.
The companies are part of the investor group is iTech South Africa,
yes.
Remgro Holdings, which is Vumacam, Vumatel. Vumatel currently give free fiber, 1 gig fiber to about 830 schools. So I really have big players and big backers behind me, and the initiative itself speaks volumes.
Yeah.
We basically have got our product consists of used to be a pole, but then I didn't like that word for many reasons.
Yeah.
So it's called the Guardian Column. The Guardian Column goes outside the entrances and exits of all the schools. It monitors the vehicles driving past, picks up license plates.
Brilliant.
If they are suspicious, cloned, stolen, hijacked, it will alert the control room, as well as overview situational awareness cameras that monitor movement in and out of the schools.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And why aren't why isn't every single school in the Western Cape having this?
Well, look, we've got a couple of issues. First of all, it's the politics around it. You know, it's So you approach certain institutions, then you have an opinion of service providers. I don't like this service provider, or I don't like that
one. Wow.
Instead of looking holistically at the bigger picture of the product,
yes,
and what the value is. Mm. You know, I went to a meeting the other day. I walked in with a hard copy booklet of what I had, my value proposition, and I actually said to the person I was meeting with, what have you got? What can you implement today?
Yeah.
Said nothing. And I said, well, I have the solution.
Mm.
So what are we waiting for? You know, I'm prepared to stand in the background and I'll give it to City of Cape Town. I'll give it to the Department of Education.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be named.
Sure. Mm.
But let's make a difference now, guys.
Correct.
It's time.
Pretty simple. When you look at the role players, right, then I need it to go, cool. Like James says, there's a lot of agendas. You know, everybody's got what they feel should be access to a product or whatever that they think is might be better. When all that's actually needed, yeah, am I right in saying this is just a green light to say, let's do it. Let's partner up with you and make our kids, you know, safer for
absolutely.
Us.
So what we did is my old school, JP Boys in Johannesburg, we set up a free POC, proof of concept at the school. The guys were absolutely flabbergasted by the results that were created from the Guardian columns, even the WhatsApp groups in terms of the suspicious vehicles. I mean, it was mind-blowing that they actually want more columns now for the other entrances and exits. So the launch was successful. We are going to market aggressively now on a national basis. And, so we can make a difference. And then, guys, you've got to look at multiple things. You know, we think that mental health only exists with adults. No. It affects kids as well. Now, they come from homes where they've got issues, like in the Cape Flats areas. Those kids then have to walk to school. That journey is stressful as it is.
Yeah.
Now the child gets to school and he's got to encounter his bully of the day. He's now suffering. He falls behind on his homework. So it's a mesh of a whole lot of issues that My Safe Space can come and play one part of that role, where we can, even with the schools, create bully-free zones where kids, if they're feeling vulnerable, they can go to these demarcated areas and they can feel safe there.
Yeah.
We cannot protect them all over.
Sure.
But we can start at a point, and that is what we need to do.
We want to push the fact that we need to keep our kids safe. My Safe Space plays in that area, and they're ready to go. Here's the mind-blowing thing, is that as we stand, James and his team are ready to go and implement this and roll this out, right, to every school in the Western Cape, in the country, even on the Western Cape, the country. All they need is a green light to go boom. Now he's got to go individually to school, to school, to school, to school, and get the buy-in of the school to have something like this there. And what a mission to have to go to every school individually when a education department can come along and say, well, this is a great idea. We endorse it. Go, let us tell you where our hotspots are. So let's start at the hotspots. Let's, in actual fact, even run it as a project. Let's take 10 of the most problematic areas and schools that are affected and roll it out as a trial run.
Absolutely. And guys, the reality is, we reinforce it. We have to start somewhere. With the Guardian columns and My Safe Space, this will be the minimum.
Yes.
Safety and security standard.
Love it.
And once we've got a minimum, we can build onto that. Like layers of an onion.
Sure.
You know, you peel them off, eventually you can get to a 5-star. But now parents can feel comfortable.
Yep.
Schools can build their reputations by being accountable for problematic kids, for securing the kids within their environments.
I love this. Folks, there's more details. We'll put all the details online. If you've missed this interview with James Dalton talking about My Safe Space and just the massive heart that you have for helping these kids around South Africa, James, it's just incredible. I love your work, brother. And really, however this show can be as a platform for you to achieve those goals that you have. I know you're tenacious. I know that if you want anyone to get stuff done, I tell you what, my brother James will sort you out. He gets in there, he's tenacious, he's driven by making this a reality. James, thank you for all you do.
Before I go, thank you for the platform, the opportunity. It's iTechGroup.com. ryan.co.za/mysafespace.
Love you, brother.
Thank you.
Follow us on Instagram @ Ryan O'Connell Breakfast Show.